Good morning. Welcome to the conference call of Grendene S.A. to release and analyze the results of the second quarter and its prospects for the year of 2008. We inform you that this conference call will be performed in Portuguese only, with simultaneous translation into English. In this moment, all participants are connected in listen-only mode, and later on, we are going to start our Q&A session, when further instructions will be provided. If you need any help during the conference call, please ask for the operator dialing star zero. This conference call is being recorded and is going to be made available at the company site at http://ri.grendene.com.br. Here with us are the main executives of Grendene that will also be available to answer the questions: Rudimar Dall'Onder, Industrial and Commercial Director; Gelson Luis Rostirolla, CFO and Controllership Director; Francisco Schmidt, Investor Relations Director; Luis Antonio Moroni, Sales; Edson Matsu, Product Development; Márcio Dalbó, Marketing; Magno Kleber Freitas, Exports; Paulo Pedó Filho, Special Sales. We inform you that the press release of the second quarter of 2008 is available at the company's website. We have Portuguese and English versions. Before we go on, I would like to clarify that any statements made during this conference call about operating and financial estimates of company businesses are mere prospects based on the expectations of the management in relation to the company's future. These prospects highly depend on market conditions, the country's general economic performance, and also on the industry and international markets. I will now pass the floor to Mr. Francisco Schmidt, Investor Relations Director of the company. Please, Mr. Francisco, you may now proceed.
Good morning. Thank you for attending one more conference call of Grendene to release our results for the second quarter of 2008, as well as the company outlooks for the year of 2008. Certainly, most of you have read the information we released after the market closed yesterday in our press release. For those of you who did not have the opportunity to see that, it is available on our website. So I'm going to be brief, just highlighting some relevant aspects of our performance in the second quarter of 2008, the economic and financial aspects, and also the outlooks for Grendene. And I'll leave more time for questions and answers. Before we go into performance itself, I would like to stress that, as it always happens, we announced the first anticipation of dividends in the amount of 34 million, approximately 6% of the profit distributed in the first quarter of 2008, which is 0.34 per common share, being ex-dividend on August 22nd, paid as of September 3rd, 2008. I would also like to highlight that Grendene was awarded by the award received by the 500 Best Companies of Isto é Dinheiro in its 2008 issue, awards that we had already received as Best Financial Management in 2007, and now Best Company in the Textiles and Apparatus sector. The survey was prepared by the magazine together with Trevisan. We also released yesterday a new version of our annual report for 2007, with further details about our production process in the shoe market and Grendene. We thought that it was important to issue this report in addition to our online report to give a prospect about Grendene and the shoe sector since 2001, as well as to make explicit some details on our production process, the shoe sector value chain, and also highlighting differences and competitive advantages that make Grendene stand out in the sector. Also, this report is available on our website. With regard to the performance of the second Q08, as expected, Grendene had strong growth in its market share in the internal market over total income, and consequently a decrease of its share in the external market. With regard to, as compared to the first quarter of 08. In this quarter, we had 86.8% of gross revenues in the internal market and 13.2% in the external market, against 72.5% in the internal market in the first quarter and 27.5% in the external market in the first Q08. The change in the composition of our income, as we emphasized many times in the past, occurs because of seasonal issues. We always remind you that the first quarter of the year is a quarter of strong export contact because the market is heated in the northern hemisphere. As the year advances, we start to have a deceleration of the external market and consequent increase of the share in the internal market. With this, we have a strong recovery of our gross margins, which was 32.1% in the first quarter, went to 40% in the second quarter. And the EBITDA margin went from 16.6 of the first Q to 20.9 in the second Q. And the liquid margin, or net margin, went from 15.2 to 18.5 in the second quarter. It's always important to have in mind, when we analyze Grendene's results, the seasonality effect, which makes many times some events to happen in one quarter or another. And then we have one quarter better or worse, and this does not mean it is a trend for the whole of the year. Remember that March and September are periods where we are changing seasons and changing quarters. And so sometimes we might have some differences when quarters are changed, but again, this does not mean a trend. As we compare the current year with the same period of past year, we see that revenues in the internal market grew by 15.7%, and in the external market, 5.5%, as compared to the same period in 2007. The mix of income composition, internal-external, was 86.8 in the internal market and 13.2 in the external market, against 85.7% in the internal market last year and 14.3 in the external market. In addition, in the internal market, the average price had a 9.3% growth, went from 11.51 to 12.71 in the second quarter of 08. And the unit cost per pair dropped by 1.74% in relation to the second Q07. With this mix more favorable to margins, we also improved as compared to the second quarter of 07. Net profit and profit per share increased by 30.1% as compared to the same period in 07. Our cost, we would like to remind you, is completely controlled and without pressures for increase, as we emphasized in other opportunities. In the first quarter of 08, the cost per pair was 4.71 reals when we produced 38 million pairs. In the second quarter of 08, we had a slight increase in the cost to 4.93 per pair, which accounts for a 4.6% increase. But we produced 27 million pairs, which is again normal for the second quarter. The scale effect explains this variation in the unit cost from the first to the second quarter. As mentioned before, when compared to the same period last year, eliminating thus the seasonality effect, the unit cost dropped by 54%. It's very important to highlight the aspects of cost to say that Grendene costs, as we have been emphasizing, do not have an effective correlation with oil prices for several reasons that we mentioned in the past and that has been very well detailed in our online report. This result place the company in the growth path provided for 2008. In the first semester, our growth in our gross revenues was 6.6%, a 14% growth in volume, and 2.7% growth in net profits. Shares that we covered in February brought good results for the second quarter. This speed just shows how fast the speed Grendene is to respond and navigate in any economic scenario. In the second quarter of the year, inflation will still be a matter of concern, as well as macroeconomic actions to control it. It is a consensus in the market that the interest rate should be paid attention to in PROCON meetings, which can heat consumption and may lead to unemployment. Still, it is a more favorable scenario than loss of income by a disorderly increase of inflation. The need for a tighter economic scenario is a risk factor, as we mentioned, for the sector where Grendene operates. Nonetheless, according to our assessment, Grendene is positioned correctly in the market, catering to a segment where it is expressive leadership, has a catalog of products that is suitable to this scenario. Our strategies of segmentation, constant innovation, and aggressive marketing will continue and be deepened. In the second semester, Grendene will start with a new brand to meet the needs of a new identified segment. Despite the situation of crisis and uncertainty the world economy is going through, our prospects for the medium and long term in the shoes markets in the world scenario are very encouraging. We have to remember that China, the largest producer with 9 billion pairs and the largest exporter, is also one of the countries that less consume shoes, 2 billion pairs, which is approximately 1.9 pairs per inhabitant a year, against 7 to 8 pairs inhabitants a year in developed countries, and even in Brazil, 3.31 pairs per inhabitant year. So we expect for the next years, as a natural consequence of Chinese urbanization, to have an increase in this consumption, which will lead to high impact in the world market. Grendene has been for many years the largest Brazilian exporter in number of pairs of shoes. And this is very important. It has the greatest penetration in international markets. And it has achieved this position with an unfavorable exchange rate. Grendene has competitive advantages that is impaired by the competition and is very well positioned in the international market. It is part of our strategy to continue strengthening our presence in these markets through constant development of marketing and brands. The company, with all that said, continues very confident about 2008 and estimates a very good performance in terms of revenues and volumes. To summarize, we had, to the moment, in the first quarter, 6.6% growth in our gross revenues, a small contribution in the first quarter of 0.6%, and a strong recovery of 14.2% in the second quarter. In terms of volumes, 20.3% in the first quarter, 6% in the second quarter, totaling then 14% growth of volume in the first semester of 2008. a growth of volume higher than revenues, which implies in a lower average price by 6.5%. For the year of 2008, we expect gross revenues of approximately 10% higher of 2007, with a volume that is approximately 5% higher. To conclude, as for financial and economic aspect, it's important to remind you all that Grendene continues to have a solid financial status, having adding more than 124 million reais to its cash. This leads to different levels of profitability in profitable moments and also more difficult moments of the market. It's still very agile, increasing its installed capacity and needs no relevant growth. Then it can rapidly respond to any market demand. We can now increase our production by up to 50 million pairs with no investment at all. We have scale, efficiency, fast versatility in production, in addition to brands that are stronger and more recognized in the market, having reference products in the shoe market. We are confident that although we are going through a negative scenario, we are going to have a very good year, and our goals are going to be accomplished. Thank you very much, and now we are going to start with our questions and answers.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to start now our questions and answers. If you have any question, please press star one. To remove your question, press star two. Just to remind you, if you want to ask a question, just press star one.
Questions, please dial star one. Our first question comes from Mr. Guilherme Lacerda from DEC Investments.
Good morning, Francisco. I would like to understand what is going to happen in the second semester. You are giving a guidance for 5% up, and in terms of revenue, 10%, and 5% in terms of volume. So the average price will be higher relative to 2007.
Exactly. That's what we mean. We expect to end the year with a higher average price, exactly in this proportion. That is, the revenues are higher than the growth in volume.
Could you comment on the market? You talked a little bit about the interest rates, about the credit expansion, and so there will be more credit for the acquisition of houses and homes and automobiles. Could you give us an update?
Guilherme, we have tried to convey to the market a very cautious position because of the macroeconomic situation. Of course, our shareholders do not ignore that growing inflation can impact the consumption, and the government in the newspapers and in its speeches, they say that they want to slow down consumption. This can happen effectively. What makes us feel confident is that if we can forecast this, we can position our products for this type of scenario, thus achieving reasonable growth, not spectacular growth, but reasonable growth within this scenario. So we have not seen the market as irregular. In Q1, we did not start so well, but Q2 was a good quarter.
and we are looking at a good third quarter. So we have reasons to believe that we can achieve the figures, the numbers we are announcing by year-end. 1 or 2 months ago, we expected that this, with this increase in interest rates, there would be lower credit offer. We expected consumption to slow down in the retail sector, but this was very small. That is, consumption has been very resilient, and the retail sector has been resisting the prices that have been increased by the industry. And this is not a problem to Grendene because we don't manufacture standardized and commodity products. We are always launching collections and updating the prices, adjusting the prices. So I think that the shoe market will not grow too much. Exports have increased in U.S. dollars in the first semester, have increased by 1.9%. And imports are not growing as vigorously as in previous years, imports of shoes. So we do not expect a very good scenario, but because we are realistic when we look at this situation, we think we are well positioned to address the difficulties of the economic scenario. I hope this has given you an overview of the industry. It has helped a lot. Now, looking forward to 2009, what kind of expectations can we have, if any? It is always difficult to look ahead 1 year, what in this industry, I mean. It would be just like trying to forecast the GDP of next year. But what we see, and it has been our idea for some time, especially at an international, at a global level, is a slowdown of the Chinese competition, and the figures are still not accurate, but the rationale and the logic shows us that there should be an increase in consumption in China. You see, they consume 1.9 pairs per inhabitant per year. If this grows to 2.9, which is still lower than Brazilian consumption, and then the Latin American consumption of shoes, these levels are comparable to those of Africa, there would be an increase in consumption in the shoe global market of 1 billion pairs per year. And this is very encouraging. So even if the Chinese demand is not met by imports, their tariff for import shoes is twice the Brazilian tariff, but the fact that they export less will give more room for us to grow in the market. And our strategy, our consistent strategy, has been to remain in the international market, and this will eventually pay off. Ladies and gentlemen, we remind you that to ask questions, just dial star one. Our next question comes from Mr. Carlos Moraes from the Geração Futuro Bank. Good morning. Good morning, Francisco. I would like you to talk a little bit more about the foreign market and the behavior of the foreign market relative to distribution and penetration of your products. And could you give us some guidance on the margins in dollar? Good morning. As regards margins in the foreign market, we do not release this type of information because it is strategic information. It would be a very tricky figure to convey in a clear manner to the market, since we work in 85 countries with different currencies, with different exchange rate effects, and this ends up being the type of information that would not provide clarification. But anyway, Grandenia's strategy for the foreign market has always been to not export commodities. That is, we do not want to operate in the international market selling cheap labor, basically. Our strategy, therefore, for this market, and it's a strategy that has been paying off and has been giving us good results, is to strengthen the brands, to have our brands recognized internationally, and therefore being allowed to charge a premium for this. We have been very successful, especially with Melissa, and if you look at our annual report, you will see that we have a very strong presence in the media internationally, and this reflects the recognition of these brands. The GB brand, Gisele Bündchen Ipanema, we launched it in Q1 in Berlin, has also been very well accepted and has had a good penetration in these markets. So our marketing effort has been differentiated and very unique, and this is reflected in the media. In terms of Melissa today, we can find this brand in the major fashion stores the world over, in New York, Paris, and London, in the best shops. You can find Melissa alongside fashion icons, Gisele Bündchen. The Ipanema line is a more low-cost product, but it has also been recognized and very successful in the foreign market. So we are growing in a balanced way, and our revenue has been balanced in domestic and foreign terms. This is what we're looking for, and if the exchange rate is maintained, we should have the same share distributed between these two markets. We have said that the margins in the foreign market are smaller because of different reasons, but these margins are positive, and they contribute to dilute fixed costs and overhead and increase our profits. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we remind you that to ask your question, just press star 1. If you want to ask a question, dial star 1. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to ask a question, please dial star 1. We now close the Q&A session. I would now like to turn over to Mr. Francisco Schmidt for his final remarks. As we said during this Q&A session, the outlook for the next years points at a very good growth for the shoe market. In the domestic market, it's a result of economic developing and a rising purchasing power, rising income level, and the development of Brazil. There might be problems or an international crisis, but our indications is that we are on the right way. In terms of the foreign market, we talked about the possibility of the growth in Chinese demand, which would reduce the export pressure of these competitors. And this is why the prospects and the outlook is encouraging for our market. We would like then to stress that we are going to pursue our strategy in 2008. We will continue identifying new segments. We will innovate our products, which we have been doing in a very effective manner. We are going to strengthen our brands through aggressive marketing using different media, and we are going to look for excellence in operations through improvements. We want to gain scale and grow in a sound and sustainable manner in the domestic and foreign market alike. Thank you for attending to our conference call. Grandani's conference call is now closed. We thank you all for participating. Have a good day, and thanks for using Chorus Call Brazil.